Okay, after I'm done tonight, thank you again, everybody, for coming. And I thank Pastor for asking me to share the Word of God tonight. Y'all are probably wondering where you want to turn to, right? Got to build the suspense here a little bit. Psalm chapter 55. And we're going to be mainly in the book of Psalms tonight, here just within this chapter. But I want to kind of focus around one verse tonight, and that's verse number 22. There's a lot of things going on in this world nowadays. From COVID to riots to different protests. And if you're not saved, even if you are saved, it can drive you nuts. It could drive you nuts. But the Word of God gives us a verse here tonight I want to look at. And it's a promise, and it's also something to help us, I think, to kind of reflect back on just a little bit. Read that together with me tonight, if you would. Psalm chapter 55 and verse number 22. Everybody have it? Let's begin. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come before you tonight, Lord, and we ask now as we get ready to dive into your word, we pray, God, for guidance. I pray, Lord, that you would guide my thoughts, and Lord, that you would help us to get something beneficial out of your word tonight that would help us in our everyday lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, we have, like I was starting out there, we have different cares and burdens and worries, the things going on in life, whether it be health concerns, whether it be the times of what's going on in our day and age, and the list could be endless. David here in our text here in Psalm 55, he was going through some hard times. It's a time here where most of the theologians and so forth believe that this is a time where he's being pursued by his son Absalom. And what Absalom had done and taken away the people of Jerusalem away from David, basically, if you remember the story, that Absalom would go out there and he would stand before the gate and he would tell the people as they were coming in, you don't need to go in there. There's nobody else in there that can help you out. Tell me what the problem is and I'll help you. This caused dissension in the kingdom, even to the point where eventually Absalom basically appointed himself king for a time and caused David to go on the run because David was afraid for his life. But through this time, David was in so much turmoil in his heart and so much that was going on that eventually here in the end of the chapter, he pens this verse through the help of the Holy Spirit of casting thy burden upon the Lord. If you're taking notes tonight, I want to, the title tonight is Confidence We Have in God, or Confidence That We Have in the Lord. Number one, one of the confidences that we can have is we can give our burdens over to the Lord, just like the verse says. Just like it says, cast thy burden unto the Lord. That word cast is an interesting word. Now, it doesn't have anything to do like with a metal cast or anything of that nature. But when I was reading the verse and I was looking up the definitions of verses, that way I had an idea of how the word was used in that verse and such. The word cast, I think of, you go out to the water and you take this long pole that usually has a hook on the end of it. It may have a reel on it and some fishing line on it. And you take that and you cast that. That's the idea here. To cast thy burdens unto the Lord. Throw cast that burden to the Lord, whatever that burden may be. Whether it is health issues, Lord, how am I going to make the house payment? Whether it's paying car insurance, whatever that burden may be, we are to cast it unto the Lord. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Even in the New Testament, we see it again, that we are to cast all of our cares upon him. What a promise. We don't have to carry the load by ourselves. Isn't that amazing? In fact, we don't even have to carry that at all. Let's just for a minute, we're casting all of our burdens or our cares upon the Lord. Let's look at that word burden for just a minute. Burden is like a heavy weight, a heavy load. When I see the word burden, a lot of times I'll go to maybe a particular animal in the Bible that is known for carrying burdens. They're referred to as sometimes, many theologians refer to them as a beast of burden. It'd be a donkey. A lot of times whenever we see in the Bible that donkey is carrying a load, a weight, a burden. Now, let's take that little analogy and let's take that burden. What if it's on our shoulders and we don't cast that off? What happens? I'm not going to illustrate what would happen because I probably wouldn't get up. But we would fall under that weight. We would get downtrodden, discouraged, because of the weight of the burden that's on our shoulders, or the cares of life that we're getting so immersed in and not allowing God to have control over those burdens and not letting him deal with the situation. Number two, our burdens and our cares make our hearts heavy. I mentioned just a minute ago that we could get discouraged. Look with me, if you would. Hang on a minute. I thought I wrote down the verse and I didn't. Okay. Anyhow, our burdens or our cares can make our hearts heavy. In Proverbs, I know the verse is in Proverbs, the one I'm looking for. Let me see if I can find it in my... If somebody could look that up for me, then I'll come back to it. It's in Proverbs. Pardon? Yeah, I believe that's the one. So we'll come back to that point here in just a minute. But it makes our heart heavy. If we allow that burden to get too burdensome or too heavy upon us, not only will it weigh us down, but we'll be discouraged. I believe Proverbs 12:25. I believe that is it. Proverbs chapter 20, yes. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse number 25, it says, Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. But a good word maketh it glad. So the heaviness of our heart from the burdens that we don't cast off to God and let him take care of them, not only do they weigh us down physically, but then we start going, oh, woe is me. God, where are you? Why aren't you here? I've got so much stuff going on in my life right now. God, where are you? That's kind of where David's at in this point. God, I'm being chased. God, I've got Absalom on my tail. It's nonstop. And he's just pouring out his heart. And he comes to this verse. So we give our burdens over to the Lord. We cast those burdens up on the Lord. And if we don't, those burdens get heavy and they weigh us down and they make our hearts heavy. They make us sad. But number two, God sustains the believer. God sustains the believer. Let's look at verse number 22 here again in Psalm 55. The Bible says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So he sustains us. God sustains the believer. That word sustain means to hold up or to support or let fall down. You're basically holding that person up. So how does God sustain the believer? How does he hold us up? What does he do to keep us and to sustain us? Number one, he'll be our support. He'll be our support. He'll carry us through. And we see this in verses 16 through 18 here of Psalm 55. And the Bible says, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. He is sustained in knowing that he can go to a loving God and a loving Heavenly Father and to someone that he knows wants to take that burden away from him. And he's sustained in God himself because of that knowledge. How does David know that God is going to sustain him? How does he know that? We all know the life of David. David's been through a few trials in his time. At each time he goes through a trial, each time that David pours out his heart, he knows that he has God's ear and that God will listen to him and God will answer his prayer and God will see him through. What about us as believers? Are we casting off that weight and allowing God to sustain? Are we aware of the power and the promise that God has given us and the fact of knowing that we've had answered prayer and we can continue to keep going to him because we know he's going to answer that prayer? Now, is it an answered prayer that we sometimes want? Is it something we the answer that we want? No. But he's answered that prayer. You know, I had an evangelist. I heard an evangelist once say, God always answers prayer. And maybe yes, and maybe no. But he always answers prayer. But what a promise that he wants to support us. He wants to carry us through and see us thrive as a believer and not be downtrodden in our hearts. Number two, under this, he sustains the believer. Number two, we see that he will supply our needs. How many of us have needs? Not wants, but needs. You know, God promised to take care of those needs. You know, food on the table, bills to be paid, gas in the car. You know, there's many times that many people have gone through and not known where the next paycheck is going to come from. But they prayed And knowing that God will answer that prayer and support, and knowing that promise, and they'll have the money they need for that particular item. I've heard of missionaries that have gone, they've been traveling from one church to another, and the gas gauge is on E, and they're praying that God will get them to the next stop. And by God's grace, they make it. Why do they do that? Because they know that God will supply their need. Matthew 10 and 9, verses 9 and 10. Turn there with me. Chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. In this chapter, Jesus Christ has taken the disciples. He's given them instructions, and now he's sending them out to go preach the gospel to the uttermost, to their neighbors, to the towns nearby. And in these verses, in verse number 9 of Matthew chapter 10, he gives them some instruction. He said, "Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat." He's sending them out there with, don't worry about the money you're going to need to buy food. Don't worry about your shoes on your feet or the clothes on your back. He said, "I'm going to take care of those needs for you." And how does God take care of our needs for us sometimes? And most generally, it's all the time. He uses other believers to help with those things, to help with those needs. And that's what he's teaching the disciples here. He says, "I'm going to use other men and women, godly men and women, to supply those things for you." Another example is in Philippians 4, 15 through 19. We know, probably know that one, the verse there in Philippians chapter 4. In verse number 19, we're going to start in verse number 15 of Philippians chapter 4. Bible says here, "Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in the Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity." Now, this is Paul speaking to the church there at Philippi. He says, nobody's communicated with me. Nobody's said anything about giving offerings or receiving them or whatever. But God has used the people there at Thessalonica to supply his necessity, his needs, his food for. Verse 17 says, "Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God." And here's the verse I really wanted to get to, and that's verse number 19. "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." You know what Paul said here? He said, "Because you have helped me out, you have supplied my needs, God now is going to help and supply your needs. He's going to bless you." You know, there's missionaries that we support. There's a board full of them back here. I believe we're up to about 18 missionaries. Maybe more, give or take. But they have needs. They need funds for taking care of their families. They need funds for their ministry that they're a part of, for different supplies and so forth. And he uses the local church. God uses the local church to help fund those items. And through that, then in turn, he blesses the church for their help to those missionaries. So God sustains us. God wants to bear our we need to cast our burdens upon the Lord. God will sustain the believer. And number three that I want to look at tonight, we cannot be moved. We cannot be moved. Let's go back to our text there in Psalm chapter 55. Psalm chapter 55 there toward the end of the verse, we see that the Bible tells us, you know, we're to cast our burdens unto the Lord. And he will sustain thee, and he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. We won't waver. That word move means that to not waver or not to give in to the ungodly temptations. When we're not moving and when we are praying and asking God to help us with those trials and those burdens, and we're asking God to sustain us and to keep us and to hold us and continue to supply us with the needs that we need for everyday life. And we know that we have those promises that he will take care of us. We cannot be moved. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 19. Ephesians 2 and verse 19. This is why we cannot be moved. One of the reasons why here in verse Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 19, and we'll read down through verse number 22, says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens, fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. We can't be moved because as believers in Christ, we have a foundation. We have a person in Jesus Christ, the firm foundation. He's actually called here the cornerstone that we can plant our feet on and we will not move. What a promise. What an encouragement to know that we have a Savior that we can rely on and stand firm and not waver. Another idea here of that foundation, that God's foundation stands sure, it's unmovable in 2 Timothy 2:19. And this will be our last verse for tonight, 2 Timothy 2:19. Second Timothy 2:19, the Bible tells us, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, that the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. God's foundation standeth sure. If God's foundation is sure, it's steadfast, it's unmovable, we, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, can take note that we can stand on that foundation and not move. Through any trial, through any tribulation, through any burden that may come along or come around or rear up its ugly head, we know we can go to God the Father in heaven and we can pray for his help, for his sustaining grace to help us through those times. What a promise. Amen? What a promise. For our prayer time tonight, let's just pray with our families tonight like we did last week. And then when you're done, you may go, or you can hang around for a little bit. But please come back Sunday. Remember, Sunday school starts this Sunday at 9:45. All right? All right, let's pray.